The great mastodons were elephant-like ice age mammals that lived in North Dakota about 20,000 years ago. Our cold climate would have been perfect for mastodons and woolly mammoths that had long hair for insulation. I think the most fascinating story about the mastodon in front of you is how the North Dakota Heritage Center procured this skeleton. Our mastodon has, perhaps, traveled more since being unearthed than it did during the Ice Age. In 1890, a farmer digging a ditch near Highgate, Ontario, discovered the skeleton. The mastodon was purchased by a merchant named William Hillhouse from a nearby town. When Hillhouse and his uncle finished excavating the mastodon, they paid a man named R.A. Ezery $50 to take the bones on tour, where he charged admission at fairs and other events to see a monster on Earth. Ezery died during the tour, and the mastodon was lost. In 1892, for reasons unknown, the Highgate mastodon skeleton turned up in a corn company warehouse in Minneapolis. Sometime later, the company sold it to a Great Northern Railroad fireman named Henry Dickinson. Dickinson shipped the fossil by rail to his father's home in Barnesville, Minnesota. The fossil then went on tour again in nearby towns, including Moorhead, St. Cloud, and eventually Buxton, North Dakota. In 1898, James Grassick, a Buxton physician, saw the mastodon on tour and purchased the fossil for just $10. He loaned the skeleton to the University of North Dakota for display in 1902. 3 days after the Grand Forks Herald published an article on it, Grassick received a letter from William Hillhouse's lawyer claiming ownership of the fossil. Grassick quickly sold the mastodon to UND for $100 and said the fossil was no longer in his possession. The fossil fell into obscurity in a university attic until 1947, when Elwin B. Robinson, a history professor at UND, wrote a letter asking if the State Historical Society would like to have it. The mastodon fossil was transferred to Bismarck and stored in a warehouse until 1991, when the Heritage Center began planning the first people exhibit. With funding for the restoration provided by the SuperValu Retail Support System, the restoration of the skeleton and display were completed in 1992. Now that the mastodon has settled into its beautiful new home in the State Museum, we hope its traveling days are over.